at James chapter 1 and verse 5, but I'm also looking at a verse in Proverbs chapter 4. This is along with our theme, discovering God's riches in Christ. James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let them ask of God that gives to all people generously and without finding fault, and it shall be given. That's James chapter 1 and verse 5. And then in Proverbs 4 and verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. I want to just share with you from the subject today, when wisdom answers. When wisdom answers. You may be seated as we pray. God, we thank you again for this amazing time that we have to worship you and honor your name. We pray that you'd bless us now, bless our time together, that, Lord, it might indeed be time well spent, that we can draw near to you, learn of you as you told us, and, Lord, that we might be led in the right path and do the right things in life, but more importantly, to have a relationship with you. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you read Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many of us, we read the first part and we look at it as being a key to the second part. We want to get at the riches. We want to get at the resources. We want all things to be added. And we only do the first part because it's a connection to the second part. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. When it says, seek first the kingdom of God, it's saying, make that your highest priority in life. Then everything else will be a byproduct. Does that help you? God does not want us to glorify treasures of this world because there are more important things than silver and gold. Let me give you an example. If you got all the silver and gold in the world and you didn't have a lick of common sense, the silver and gold ain't gonna do you no good. Somebody else gonna have your silver, somebody else gonna have your gold, and you're gonna be empty-handed. So you've gotta have riches. And one of the riches of God's kingdom is wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is not a body or collection of data. Wisdom is knowing what to do from God's perspective, how to handle every situation and every blessing that God will give you. That's wisdom. As a matter of fact, it says, wisdom, look at this, is the principal thing. Everything else you do in life is going to depend on how you apply what God has given you. And if you don't have his wisdom, if you don't have his direction, the fear of the Lord, remember, is the beginning of wisdom. You will never understand who God is and what God is doing without his wisdom. There are a lot of people say, well, I want to know God's plan for my life. It's right here. Get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Now let's put this in perspective. Today, March 13th, 2022, there are a lot of people all over this planet pursuing something. The Russians are trying to pursue Ukraine and probably more if they can get it. Political leaders are trying to pursue how to stay in office. Y'all mighty quiet. People trying to pursue treasure. Somebody getting up this morning trying to pursue a habit, an addiction. Others are trying to pursue whatever in life because they think that is going to make me happy. That's going to be my magical answer if I can get those things. And the wisest man at his time wrote these words to you and me: in all you're getting, you better get some understanding. You better get some wisdom. It takes wisdom to know how to walk through a situation where your child has cancer. You got to listen to God because you don't know what might turn up the next day. But if you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is leading you and directing you, you can say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to wait until you give me instructions. The world is filled with people who think they know. The world is filled with options. Hey, if this don't work, try that. God never said that in his word. He never tells you, I'm going to give you some options. He gives you one way, and that's him. Jesus said in John 14 in verse 6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. A lot of people are waking up this morning to disappointment. What they tried yesterday didn't pan out. They're looking at failure. They're looking at destruction, and many are looking at even death. But ladies and gentlemen, when you've got God's wisdom, death doesn't scare you. When you've got God's wisdom, the future does not intimidate you because you know whose hand you're holding on to. God is your eternal answer. He's the one that will guide you through this maze of life. And through these different trials and struggles. Any folk in here struggling? Some of y'all struggling so bad you can't even lift your hand. Oh, preacher, you just don't know. I don't know, but God knows. So when James tells us in this verse, if you lack wisdom, it's obvious. It's one of those obvious things. Yeah, I lack wisdom. James is not saying, well, here's an option. He immediately tells you, ask God. If you need something, ask God. I had a mental picture that came to mind. A lot of us, we will be driving our car, and maybe it's a car with a few years behind it. In other words, you run out of the warranty, so you can't take it in to the shop. Anybody in that predicament? As soon as you get over an X number of miles, and you hear a clunk, or you feel something just not right, you say to yourself, it'll go away. It'll be better. Maybe I'll just get out and look at it and see what I can do. Only to find out you needed to have taken that thing into the shop. Because you get the people to work on it, and they can correct it. Am I talking to anybody? I've seen people that they continue to drive the car. They know the thing is a safety hazard. I'm preaching to myself now. They know that it's on its last mile of the way, and they won't do anything about it because they can't apply it. What James is telling you in this verse, if you know you lack wisdom, don't put it off. If you hear that clunk in your life, it means you better contact somebody. And the one that you contact is God Almighty because he has your answer. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. So we got two things standing in front of us. We got two things that are there to challenge us. James is saying there are two things you need to do. One, you need to admit that you lack wisdom. You're not that smart. You're not that bright. And even if you had an earthly IQ, you still don't know what's going on in the kingdom until God tells you. It is absolutely impossible for anybody to know the things of God without asking God. You've got to ask him. So admit that you lack wisdom. Admit that you don't have it all together. Admit that you are lacking in this thing. And with that admission, you place yourself in a position where you're open now for answers. But here's what's going to happen, and I'll get into a little bit more of this next week. Because we don't immediately go to God, which is the second part of admission. Admit you've got a problem, but then admit to God that you've got a problem and open up for his answer. Two things there. You've got to be admitting that you're weak, but you also got to admit or, allow it to enter into your life. When you go into a theater somewhere to watch a show or to watch a movie, you have this thing called admission. Admitting is not only confessing that there's a wrong, but it's also allowing the right to come in and correct it. I come to church not because I got a sermon, but I want God to work on me. There are things that I don't know, there are things that I can't do, and I ain't ready to face another week without God speaking to my heart. That's why you worship. You don't worship because it's the Sunday tradition. You worship because your tank needs to be refilled. Your mind needs to be renewed. Your heart needs to be regenerated. And only God can do that. Look at somebody and tell them, only God can do that. You will not find the answer with anyone else except God. I'm excited about our young people in our church, because they realize, and Sean teaches them every Tuesday, that you need God at every point in your life. You need him. You need to have him. So what we've got to do is we've got to admit that we lack wisdom, and then admit the entrance of the Holy Spirit into our lives. Any delay in those two things, admitting you've got a problem and admission and being open to God, the devil will come in, or deception will come in and begin to speak to you. Oh, you haven't gone to God yet. Well, here's something I got you to do. Here's something. You owe it to yourself. Any of you had that happen? And like the serpent in the garden, he eases his way in. Smooth talks his way into your life. So now, rather than you relying on God, you're leaning to your own understanding because, I Googled it. I did my online research, and you don't know, the folks online lying to you. Don't think that online information is the Bible. You got to be careful. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. So we got to admit there can be no delay in our admission to God, and also inviting the Holy Spirit to teach us the things that we don't know so that we can have the answer. So what have we learned so far from James? What have we learned about discovering God's riches, and especially in the area of wisdom? If you look at verse 5, it's going to give you four things about God's wisdom that we need to pay attention to each and every day. Thing number one, God gives his wisdom to all. He gives his wisdom to anybody. So when James says, ask of God, he then goes on to say, he gives to all. Even those who don't deserve it. If you humble yourself and you ask him, God's going to give you his wisdom. In one portion of scripture in Isaiah, it said that once you get on this highway, even a fool can learn if a fool would learn. But most people ignore God's wisdom. Please don't do that. Please don't try to live your life without God's wisdom, because he makes it available. The same God said, whosoever will is speaking to everybody. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's to everybody. So let's get this straight now. You need an answer on the earth. God's got a treasure of wisdom up in glory. How are you going to get it if you don't ask for it? Now, I know what some of y'all are thinking. Well, if I just had a little bit more money, that'll solve my problem. Did you not know money comes with problems? There are folks out there getting ready to scam you for every dime you have. Oh, you send us, have y'all gotten these emails from the queen of Ethiopia or queen of somewhere that says, I've got so much money in my account and I need to move it out of my country into your country. Just send me your bank account information. And we go, yes! And then when you give them your bank account information, instead of putting money in, they're taking money out. God's wisdom, God's information is available to everybody. But not only that, God's information is available without limit. I read in Psalm 23, verse 5, he says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. God doesn't deal with wisdom in teaspoons. He doesn't give it out in single bites of information like we do online. You have to measure the bites of information, put that together, and then you have what we might call a megabyte, and then you have what else comes after that. That's not God. He opens the windows of heaven and pours you out a blessing that you might not have room enough to receive it. God gives you so much wisdom. There have been times I've been meditating and praying to God, and I said, Lord, wait a minute, I got to take a break. This is too much. I got to walk away from it. My mind can't hold it. Did you not know, as my grandma said, he's so high, you can't get over him. So wide, you can't get around him. So deep that you can't come under him. You've got to come in at the gate. God pours out his wisdom. As a matter of fact, Proverbs gives you a wonderful picture of wisdom. People are going out into the world each day lacking the answers, but rather than asking God, they say, well, I can handle this. And did you not know that Proverbs tells us, wisdom says to you, before you go anywhere, try me. It stands at your door. It's wanting to show you the way because you don't know what's getting ready to happen. But God Almighty, in his mercy, sent wisdom down to your side and said, let me walk you through this thing. You don't know what you're going through, but I can show you every step that you need to take. You got to have his wisdom. And his wisdom answers us. It's given generously. Generously. I watched the rain the other day, and I noticed that the meteorologists said that we're going to have so much of rain. He was predicting what the rainfall would be. But God had already put it in the cloud. So all that needed to happen was the cloud to come over and pour out what it needed to for that day. Are y'all listening to me? Every day that you wake up, God's got the cloud of mercy, the cloud of goodness, the cloud of wisdom that showers you in your life so that you can be directed by his Holy Spirit. Oh, can I get a witness in here? He pours it out generously. James is wanting to tell you that heaven ain't broke. I'm watching the stock market. I got 5 shares. And I'm watching, Rod, as the shares go up, and then they come down. And I go calling to Jesse, guess what happened? Stock market going down. But I'm talking about a stock market that stays constant all the time. You cannot deplete the power of heaven. There's no way, because when you start drawing from it, it begins to renew itself. Are y'all still here? And that's why the name of God, he is this self-existing one. Why everything else depends on something else to exist. God exists all by himself. And whenever he needs something, he just pulls it out of himself. Are y'all in the building today? I'm not talking about a good man upstairs. I'm talking about God Almighty. Lift your hands up to him and say, Lord, thank you that you pour out generously, generously. I didn't deserve his mercy this morning, but he gave me mercy generously. I could have woken up this morning. You know how it is, you wake up, you wonder where you are, what planet you own, you all confused, you all messed up, but thank God he clothed me in my right mind. That's the goodness of the Lord. That's the goodness of God. And James tells us he gives to all people generously. Don't you like this? Yeah, now the money's going to come. But the wisdom has got to come first. Ain't nothing like walking across that stage and they giving you your certificate and say you completed. I see two graduates, future graduates from high school. I'm looking at them right now on the front seat. Nothing like that, because that says you went through the process of getting something in your mind. People can't take that away from you. You can give it away, but they can't take it away from you. Are you with me? So when God imparts wisdom and you apply it into your life, you said, God, I receive this wisdom. It's like walking across the stage. You're prepared now. Oh, by the way, after graduation comes the job or either college. You choose. Well, you learn as long as you can, all right? I'm looking at you now. You got to have God's wisdom. You got to have his information. What else James tells us about this? The thing I love about God is that he knows we lack wisdom. So James goes on and says, without finding fault. Or in the King James Version, he upbraids not. He doesn't scold you. Well, I told you this last week. Well, I gave you that answer before. That's not God. Because he knows where you are today and he knows what you need. And here's the point. He looks beyond your fault and sees your need. Someone asked me when I was working in community action, they said, now, would you help a person if he's on drugs? Would you help a person if he's a drunk? I said, I would help the person. I'm not looking at their fault. I'm looking at their need. If they're homeless, they need a place over their head. Are y'all still here? And the reason why I do that is because of what God did to me. He looked beyond my... He could have said, I ain't gonna give it to you today because you messed up yesterday, but he didn't do that. Remember, he gives generously. He gives to all, but he gives without scolding. He didn't lay me out. Lord, have mercy. He looked down in grace and said, you know what, son? One of these days you're going to learn, but here's your blessing for today. How many of y'all got your blessing for today? Come on, give him some praise up in here. I'm so glad I got a God. This wonderful God that we have. This wonderful God that we have. David had messed himself up. Over in the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel, David had messed himself up. He was over in the land of the Philistines because he had concluded, Saul's going to catch me one of these days, so in order for me to get out of his grasp, let me just run over into the land of the Philistines. Joined up with the Philistines. Wait a minute, David, that's the people that Goliath, that's one of his family. Well, I got to get out of this trouble. I got to do something by any means necessary. Right. land of the Philistines. And when they got ready to go to war against the people of Israel, David's natural nation, David said, I'm going to fight. Wait a minute. You're the next king. What in the world are you talking about? When I read that, I felt like saying to him, shut up, David. But then I looked at my own situation. Warming by the enemy's fire. Sitting down at the wrong place. Hanging out with the wrong folk. Yeah, I'm a member of Crossroads, but I'm going to hang out at the party tonight. Yeah, we're just going to have ourselves a good time. And when the kings of the Philistines said to David, we ain't letting you go out with us, bro. I remember that song they had about you. That song that said, Saul killed his 1,000, you kill your 10,000. We ain't going to be getting out on the battlefield and then you turn on us. No, sir, you go home. The only problem was when he went home, the town of Ziklag had been burned to the ground. All his family taken. All his children gone. The Amalekites had raided the land and taken it all because David was in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing. Anybody been there? I know. I've been there too. But God had mercy on him. They sat there for a while and they wept and they cried, and then David's men decided, you know what, it's your fault. If we hadn't been following you, we wouldn't be in this mess. And the Bible says that he wanted to stone him. I just want to ask a question here. How many of y'all had the folks you hanging out with turn against you? Don't wave your hand because it might give you away. I've certainly been there. Same folk that you depended on. Now they turn against you. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. But notice this, he asked God for direction. That's what you're doing today. You're asking God for the answer. You realize you got yourself where you are. But you also recognize that only God can get you from here to where you need to be. Anybody in the building? As I get ready to close this message, I want to remind you that regardless of what mess you might be in, the quicksand of problems and heartache can bring you down. But God will lift you from the quicksands of life. He'll raise you up to sit with him in a heavenly position. I'm here to tell you that only God Almighty has that kind of mercy. There are some things that go on in your life not even your mama can help you get you out of. Amen. She might love you, but she'll tell you, I can't help you. You're going to need Jesus to be a way maker. You're going to need Jesus to be a burden bearer. And the Bible said that when David inquired of the Lord, you ought to go back and read it in your leisure time. He inquired of the Lord. He said, Lord, shall I pursue? Shall I go after the enemy? Because they've taken all of my family. What shall I do? You're standing here on March the 13th of 2022. You're asking the question, what shall I do? Which direction should I go in? I'm facing a major problem in my life, and I need you to show me. God Almighty whispered to David, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them. And I love what it says, and without fail, recover all. We sing that song, we shall recover it all. The devil can't take nothing from you that God can't give back. And guess what? The stuff that hadn't come back, he got something better for you. All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do I have a witness in the building? I'm so glad that we have the wisdom of God and the power of God working in our lives to help us through this time that we're living in. Saints, we've got a future ahead of us. We've got a great God that prepared a place for us, not only in heaven, but also on this earth. God says, guess what? Life may not be easy, but with me, you can make it. Look at somebody, tell them, you can make it. How do we get through? How do we find God's wisdom? And how do we conquer what I call the war of words? There's a lot being said these days, and there's a lot being followed these days. Some of it is leading people down a blind path. They're going in the wrong direction. And certainly the people in James' day, they were asking the question, how are we going to make it? The Romans are running us out of every place we go, enslaving us, putting us under bondage. How are we going to make it, James? James says, count it all joy. And if you lack wisdom, ask God. Ask God at every point of your life. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, what shall I do? Where do we go from here? And then the Lord says, I will guide you with my eye. When you got the all-seeing eye of God Almighty, He will direct you. He will move you. Here's the point I want to close with in our message today. I want to close with the fact that James says, and look at the verse. You read it for yourself. If you lack wisdom, let them ask of God that gives to all people generously and without finding fault. But the last part of that verse, you got to get it. It says, it shall be given. Now, I didn't write that. It was here in 1952 when I got on this planet. God says, if you ask, it shall be given. But don't ask with wrong motives. Say, Lord, this is for your glory. This is for your kingdom. I close with three things today that you need to be reminded of. Number one, when you have the question why, God's got the answer. Some people have a lot of why. Lord, why me? Why now? Why is this coming about? God answers your question to why. He sends the wisdom to answer you. The children of Israel were down by the Red Sea. And when they saw that Pharaoh's army was behind them, and when they saw the Red Sea in front of them, they looked at Moses and glanced at the cloud as if to say, why did you bring us here? Were there not enough graves in Egypt? But then Moses said to them, you just need to stand still and see the salvation of God. When you stand still, God will be a way maker for you. I know it seems hard when the doctor tells you there's no hope, but guess what? The one who is the blessed hope is the one who will take your hand. Do I have a witness here? You're going to have some why questions. But if you got the God with you, He'll tell you why. He'll tell you why. Because Jesus is there to lead us and direct us. Go back and read that story in Exodus 14. The children of Israel didn't know which way to go. They didn't know how they were going to make it, which brings us to our next question. People are asking a lot of how questions. How do I do this? How do I make ends meet? How do I get that car that needs to be repaired into the shop when I ain't got no money? How? But do you not know that God gives us the answer? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's the word. That's the word. When you look ahead of you and you don't see how it's going to work out, when you look behind you and you see that, amen, you don't know how you made it, but guess what? The one who held your hand yesterday will guide you today. I thank God He gives us wisdom. Thank God He gives us power. Thank God He gives us grace. And He never forsakes us. Lastly, I close with the answer. When James says, it shall be given, that means you're going to get your answer. You're going to get your answer. It answers the question not only why and how, but also the question of what. What in the world? What in the world? When COVID struck, people said, what in the world? And then the same year, you remember? 2021, or 2020 rather, we had the dust from Egypt as if the plagues is falling on America. What? But guess what? God has the answer. God will guide you. I remember the disciples, and I close with this. The disciples were out in the middle of a wilderness, and we're kind of in a wilderness right now. We're in a place where we don't have a lot of resources. We don't have a lot of things. And Jesus looked at them and said, I want you to feed the multitude. And they went around and asked questions, and finally they came up with 2 fish and 5 loaves. You know the story. But then they asked the question in John 6 and 9, what are these among so many? But guess what? If you put it in the hands of God, he's a miracle worker. That need that you have, that problem that you cannot solve, if you put it in the hands of God, he can work a miracle. The problem is you got it in the wrong hands. You still worrying about it. You still trying to come up with a way. When you know that if you give it to Jesus, he'll bless it. How many of you, just for a testimony, I'm getting ready to get out of here. How many of you have given just what you had to the Lord? Said, Lord, I ain't got nobody else. I want to put it in your hands. And when you did so, when you made up your mind that you were going to give it to Jesus, that's all you needed to do. He led you. He guided you. He kept you. And he blessed you. He answers our questions. So ladies and gentlemen, as I close today, never think that the things of this world can supply your need for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And all you're getting, get wisdom and get some understanding. Try to understand it before you judge somebody else. Well, if that was me, I know I'm getting ready to get on another sermon. Becky, I'm getting ready to get on another sermon. I got to skip now. But that's a sermon all by itself. Whole lot of folks, if I was, you not them. And you mean to tell me you don't have enough problems of your own that you got to meddle in other folk? Lord, don't let me go down that street today. If you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously, without reproach, and it shall be given. You're going to walk out of here today. And what I want you to do is to walk out of here and say, Lord, work in my life. What I cannot do, what I can't control, I pray your wisdom would guide me, keep me, and show me the way. And God will do it. Don't you love Jesus today? Thank God I got some treasures. Father, we thank you and we love you. We praise you for all that you're doing. We don't understand these times, but then God, you didn't call us to understand everything. You called us to believe. And because we believe, we walk in the wisdom and the power of God. What great riches you've poured out to us today. What great mercy you've given us today to enlighten our mind and to encourage our heart that we're walking in the right path. Fill us, Holy Spirit. Fill us with not the things of negativity, but the things that will work for your kingdom and for your glory. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.